In Ken Yotso, every Kichavim, Shein Lai Tumma, that a guy has no Tumma. That if a guy touches a mace, he's not Makabal Tumma. So, Mela, since a guy is not Makabal Tumma, he's not in the Pasha of Naziris. Hey, so if a guy touches a mace, he's not Tumay. For the Gemara, how do you know this? How do you know if a guy touches a mace, he's not Tumay? For the Gemara, Minola and the Lesley Tumma, how do you know this? The Yom Makro, the Pasuk says, the ish asha yitame, a person that touches a mace, v'lo yischata, and he does not become tahor, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, is v'nichrasa nefashi mitech akol, that this person deserves to get a chiv koris, his chayiv koris, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, without becoming tahor first. So we dashin, b'mi shiyesh le kahal, who has the parash of tumah, somebody that's bechlal kahal Yisrael. But Yotze is there, but it goes out a goy, shame like Kahal, a goy is not in the Pash of Kahal, a goy is not in the Pash of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, since he's not in the Pash of Kahal, therefore a goy does not have Tumah. That's what we want to say. So therefore, from this Pasuk, of Yishar Shei Yitameh, for Lo Yitzchat, whoever becomes Tumah does not become Tor, and then he's Chayat Koris, so it says the word Kahal, so only by a Jew it passes the Aloch of Tumah, and not by a goy. Fred Gemara, who told you so? Fred Gemara, Dilma Korasu Dalai Mechayiv. Maybe the Isha Sheetamu Eschati Metech says that Fenichrus Anefeshi Metech HaKal, that there's a Tanai of Kaal, it only goes on the Chiv Koras. That only if a Jew that's Tamei, if he goes into the Migdash, he's Chayiv Koras. But maybe a Goy, even though he's Tamei, if he goes into the Migdash, he's not Chayiv Koras. That's all the Pasuk needs to say no. But maybe a guy does become tummy. If a guy touches a mace, maybe he becomes an avatumma. Snogeya, now if a Yisrael touches the guy, the Yisrael will become also become tummy. Snogeya, if a guy becomes tummy or not. So how do you know to tell me a guy has no pasha of tumma? How do you know it? From this pasuk of Kahal, Mitrecha Kahal, maybe it's only to teach me that chorus we don't have by a guy. But maybe tummy does become. Atosha says, "V'dil makaros udloy mechayiv." Talmud, tepig le dukama mahani. Shavu chavu makaros. Avot tsmuy matam. Maybe he is matami though. The Gemara says, "O makro." This the pasuk says, "V'hizo hatohor ala tamei." That a Torah dik a person has to spritz the mechatis on the tamei. So we dashin kol shi yesh le tyro yesh le tuma. Any person that has the pasha of Tyra could become Tor, he has the pasha of Tumah. But a guy, v'chol shein loy Tyra, whoever can't become Tor, ain't loy Tumah. He can't become Tamei. Taisa says, Oma krov iza ha Tor ala Tamei. Kol mi sheesh loy Tyra yesh loy Tumah. Chos yon Tamei vado. V'hev v'chol v'me loy Tyra. How do we know this? Teichsid, chos the Pasuk says, V'hoi so li adas b'nei Yisrael. Lemishmeris lemei nida chatesi. Lemishmeris lebnei Yisrael. That the mei chates from the paraduma is metayer a person that's only for bnei Yisrael. It's called lemishmeris bnei Yisrael. For lo liyotik chavim. And not by a goy. In other words, the mei chates is not metayer a goy. So therefore, from this pasuk, we know a goy doesn't have tyra. So therefore, since the pasuk says, vihizo hator alotamei, we're saying what it means to say is, who could become Tommy from a mace? Only a Yisrael that could become Tahor. But a guy that cannot become Tahor, he cannot become Tommy. Fred Gemara, no, who told you that? V'yema, maybe I'll tell you, Tairuhu delay heavy lay, enechanami. A guy cannot become Tahor. That's like Toys brought down this pasuk of Le Mishmeris B'nai Yisrael. That the Chatez is only a Mishmeris for B'nai Yisrael and not for a guy. True, a guy cannot become Tahor. But Tumah, heavy lay. Maybe a guy could become Tamei. Good, he'll stay Tamei the rest of his life. But maybe if a guy touches a mace, he becomes Tamei and he stays that way. How do we know from this post if he's the Rator or Tamei that a guy does not become Tamei? So this the Gemara answers. Atos says, what Vidilma Tairu de lay heavy lay, Hotum is lay. Tahai v'hiz the Rator or Tamei lemiyase. It's not extra. So you don't know, in the goof of the post, we don't know it. And it's not extra to make it Russia. To the Parakama, the Yuma, Mukminin Le, Lemili Achrini. The Gemara over there in Yuma use it for other purposes. v'hizo hator lemiskaven hazos al adam v'hizo al behema. We need it for other purposes. So how do we know, Taka, that even though a goy true has no tyra, but how do we know it doesn't become tamei? Maybe if a goy touches the mace, it becomes tamei. And this the Gemara answers. Amakro, the pasuk says, v'yish asha yitamei v'lo yitzchata. A person that becomes tamei and he does not become tahor. So Tosafos says, u'mishani, the Gemara means to answer. Amakro, the pasuk says, Asher yitamei, somebody that became tamei, v'lo yitzchate. Demiyaiser, here it's extra. Yitma, the word asher yitma is extra. Tevel elemichtav asher lo yitzchate. It just should have said, whoever didn't become tahor. What does it have to say? V'yisha asher yitma v'lo yitzchate. So here it's an extra word, yitma, to teach us that who has tuma? Only somebody that could become tahor. But a goy that cannot become tahor, the extra word yitma is telling us that a goy does not have tuma. If a goy touches a mace, he does not become tummy. The Tosfos talks about, Tosfos says, that v'shem ahod yavik chovim ein loy tayra v'yafilu tfila. It could be even in the mikvah, a goy has no shaykhus to a mikvah. It could be if a goy goes to the mikvah, he doesn't become tahor either. The Tosfos says, haynu mishum, te yiskosh tfila lehazor. Since there's a hekesh mashma, only a Jew that's in the pasha of mechatis, he's in the pasha to go to a mikvah. But a goy, since he's not in the pasha of mechatis, it could be even if he touches just a sheretz, let's say. A goy just touches a sheretz, not a mace. So he doesn't need hazoy, he doesn't have to have the mechatis. Still, if he goes to the mikvah, he can't become tor. That we know. The Shalu, does he have tumor or not? So now we're saying, no, a guy doesn't have tumor. But the Chur, this tumor, Chur, who adin, the tumor means any type of a tumor. A guy doesn't have any type of a tumor. Right. Ravacha by Yaakov Omar, Shani Hocha. So the Chur, our kasher again is, how do we know a guy is not in the pasha of Naziris at all? Maybe just a B'nai Yisrael only means to say he's not in the pasha of Kabonis. But maybe he has a loch of Naziris, maybe. Maybe he has to be a Nazir, not to drink wine. So first we wanted to say, B'nai Yisrael, Ka'av, he doesn't have Av. Then we said, Makro, love Limalei Tamei, and he said he doesn't have Tumah. So since a guy doesn't have Tumah, that's how we know a guy B'chlal is not in the Pasha of a Nazir. Now the Gemara says another reason. Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar, how do we know to say that a guy B'chlal is not in the Pasha to be a Nazir? Shani Hoch over here, the Omar Korda Pesach says, V'isnachaltem oisom levnechem achreichem. Then what did the din of anachalot? To give Yerusha. So we dash like this. Kol sheyesh l'anachalot of akertes. He said another pasuk is. There's another pasuk. But tell you something like this. V'vachem Yaakov omen v'chaltem oisom levnechem achreichem. Avodim koi. V'vachem bo liyashiv d'roshe shalaviv liyel. V'vachem is coming to answer. How do we see from the pasuk? Of la'ovu lima la'yitamei to say that a goy is not the pasha of Naziris. How do we know that? That we said mishiyesh le'av linyan kol Yerusha hamafreshes batayra. It means you have to have a father to all halachas of Yerusha. The Yerusha savodim afreshes bakro. There's a posik that if a father owns an eved kenani and then the father dies, that the sons yash and the eved kenani. The visnachaltem v'yodik chovim ena morish avod of lebnoi. Here, this halacha doesn't apply to a goy. By a goy, even if a goy has an eved, when the father goy dies, his son does not take over. Does not take over the eved. Shein liyodik chovim kinyan beguf eved. Even though a goy could own an eved, but he doesn't have a kinyan aguf. Therefore, when the father dies, his sons do not yashin the eved. See, if so, that's pshan the drasha before. The other lima means a pasha of Naziris only applies to somebody that has all the halachas of Yerusha by a father. Which means that if a Jewish father owns an Eved Kenani, when the father dies, the sons yashin the Eved Kenani. Mashenkem, when a guy, when Johnny dies, his son Peter doesn't take over the Eved. So therefore, the guy by Goyim does not a total din of Yerusha. Therefore, there's no pasha of Naziris by a guy. That's what Ravacha is saying again. Ravacha by Yaakov Omer, Shani Hocha. I'll tell you, a goy is different. The Yom Akro, the Pesach says, Vis nachaltem oisom levnechem achrechem. That there's a halacha if a Jew owns an eved Kenani, so when the father dies, there's Yerusha, the sons take over the eved Kenani. So we dashin, kol she yesh le nachla, yesh le tuma. Whoever has nachla, means a Jew that yashins an eved Kenani, has the pash of tuma, has the pash of Naziris. For kol shein le nachla goy, that does not yashin over his eved Kenani, ain le tuma, doesn't have a din of tuma. If so, how come an Eved Kenani, the Mishnah says, could become a Nazir? L'chur, an Eved Kenani also does not yashin anything over. Like Tosis says, Yochi, Avodim Nami, Nemayetum in Aziris, Mehach Trosha, Shekemoi Ten and Moirish Eved Achar, Shenitin Loi, Almanash Loyil Rabbi Shusboi, Shen Koin Loi Sacrificious. The same thing in Eved Kenani, even if somebody would give the Eved Kenani for a present, another Eved, and he says, Almanas, that your master doesn't own the Eved, so only this Eved Kenani owns another Eved. When this Eved Kenani dies, he does not give it over to Yerusha, to his son. Since so, an Eved Kenani also does not have this type of Yerusha. Since so, why does our Mishnah say that an Eved has the Pasha of Naziris? The Huron Eved should also not be in the Pasha of Naziris from this Rosha. If you say you have to have all the halachas of Nachla, a Eved Kenani doesn't have this halach of Nachla. So Gemara answers like this. Elo Amar Rav, Rav answers back like this. That does not know. Havada the Ikud Rosh Chodesh, when the Pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, that comes Lafuki, not a Goy. B'nei Yisrael itself means not a Goy. We know a Goy from the word B'nei Yisrael, not from the Adina of L'Ovel Limal Yitami. Because if we learn it out from there, a Eved would also not have Naziris. So we don't make that drasha, but it's from Pashid, from Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'loy Arzik Achaviv. So then the question is, how come by Erechin we say that a goy is in the pasha of Erechin? He can't be marach, but he has an erech. So Gemara says, Elom Arava bishlei megabi Erechin shenamar apostle as b'nei Yisrael. So there we dashim b'nei Yisrael marichin v'in Arzik Achaviv marichin. On that we said, Yochol lo yein erchin, maybe a goy doesn't have a value at all, even a goy to a Jew. That if a Jew says he wants to be mekabel to give the value of a goy to Hegdish, maybe there's no value for a goy. Tamuloy me'ish. And this the pasuk says ish. That's good by erchin. So, hoch over here though, b'nei Yisrael noizrinim avin karbin. Over here, what do you want to say? The pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael taka they make Naziris and they bring a carbon. V'yeinu avdik achavim Naziris. Nazirin. Omei v'yein carbon. True, the diik is b'nei Yisrael v'loy avdik achavim. That a goyi, if he becomes a Nazir, he will not have to bring a carbon. But Yochel, I would have thought to say, af lo yehei Nazirin klal, maybe he should not become a Nazir at all. Talmud loim ish. This the pasuk says ish. But this is all part of it, the way Tosfos speaks out. This is all part that Rav is saying, by Naziris you can't make this type of a drasha. Like, what would you want to say by Naziris? By Naziris you would want to say that again, B'nei Yisrael teaches us that a goy is not the pasha of Karbonis. That's all. But maybe if a goy is mekabel to be a Nazir, he has an issa not to drink. I would have thought, not even for drinking wine. On this, the question was, no, the Pasuk says ish. That maybe ish comes to teach us that a goy has the halacha of a Naziris. He is a Nazir, he can't drink wine. It's only halacha that he can't bring a korban. On this thing, Mar says, no, that he can't say. Amri, I'll answer you back like this. Imishim korban, if you want to use the words Dabro b'nei Yisrael to teach me only b'nei Yisrael brings a korban by a Nazir and not a goy, I don't need the postik for kabonis. For the Gemara, lav meyacha nafkulei. This is not the makor that I know. A goy does not bring a korban as a nazir. Elo meyhasam. There's another pasuk we're learning out from that the Gemara Menachah says. Li'oyla. The pasuk says li'oyla prat le'naziris. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns in the Gemara in Menachas. The Torah speaks out. Meyacha nafkulei meyhasam li'oyla prat le'naziris bekroa the ish ish. The Pashas Emor, the Mabinim in Eishad Chavim Nodjim Nadavos Yisrael, that it is a Pasuk Ish Ish, that was saying Goyim could bring Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, they could bring Nadarim and Nadavos, Uksib is safe with the Kroh, but at the end of the Pasuk it says,
Li'oilo.
What does the word Li'oilo mean? Prat le'nezirois. To the chavim. Tiyene mevi korban nezirus. That the chavim can't bring a korban nezirus. So from this pasuk I know we can't bring it. So therefore you can't tell me now that B'nai Yisrael has come to tell me B'nai Yisrael has korbanos and not goyim. Because that a goy can't bring a korban nazir, that I know for the drasha of Li'oilo. Said, so what do I use with the drasha by Naziris? That it starts off Dabra of B'nai Yisrael, Pechor over here, the Niyat has to be completely. That a goy is not the chlal in the pasha of Naziris. That's how I know a goy not. But if so, it's very good why an Eved is. Because for an Eved Kanani, he's like Mihi Agloch, is like an Isha, he's mixed like a Yisrael, therefore him there's no Miyat. So he could have a pasha of Naziris. For the moral like this, Ema, no, still a little bit of a kasha.
All right, turn over.
The Gemara asks like this, still no. Ema, let's say like this, Ema, B'nei Yisrael Nozrim Nezirus Li'olam. Maybe when it says Dabra B'nei Yisrael means a Jew has the power to become a Nozir Li'olam. And that's for me, it's V'yena D'chavim Nozrim Nezirus Li'olam. But a guy can't become a Nozir Li'olam. That's all. Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe Lo'yei Nezirus, he can't be a Nozir at all, not even toss himself on wine. On this Talmud Lo'inish, on the Potter Zanish, maybe he could. So still we have a Kasha. Maybe a guy is in the pasha of Nazirim, Nazirus, that he can't drink wine. Ayin says, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, not a guy. Maybe that's only not a Nazir Olam. But a Nazir for 30 days, maybe a guy could become. And this the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yechanan, Miksiv Nazir Olam. Does the Pasuk say Nazir Olam? It says, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, the whole pasha of Nazirim. Mashma, only a Jew is in the pasha, not a guy. But I still know. Ema, let's say like this maybe. When the Pasuk says, B'nai Yisrael Wadashin, B'nai Yisrael Madirin B'nayim B'Nazir. That a Jew has the power to madir his son to become a Nazir. And on this, V'ein Yadik Chavim Madirin B'nayim B'Nazir. Here's the myth that a guy can't make his son into a Nazir. But that's all. Yochel Oyei Nazirim, maybe a guy can't be a Nazir at all. Talmud Leimish. Maybe no, the Pasuk says, Yishin, a guy could become a Nazir, at least not to drink wine. That the Chidush of B'nai Yisrael is only that he can't be madir his son. This Gemara says no. Homer Rabbi Yechon Alochi Benazir. That even a Jew can make Naziris for his son, can make a Kabbalah for his son, that's not a Svara Pshuta. That's Alochi L'Moshe Misinai. And Pshita Alochi L'Moshe Misinai don't apply to Goyim. So again, I would not need the Pasuk Dabra B'nai Yisrael for that. So therefore, B'nai Yisrael has to be that completely a Goy is not in the Pasha. For the Gemara still no. Eima B'nai Yisrael Megalchin Al Naziris Aviyin. Maybe the Loch of you had a father that was a Nazir and he left over money for his kabbonis, and then he died, that maybe the loch of the son could use that money for his kabbonis if he's a Nazir. And on this, maybe only this, by Goy, if his father died, he doesn't take over the father's money to use for his kabbonis. Maybe that